Bedialed Scars, Tuesday. Been There Series, Week 4. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Psalms 147:3. Scars are a natural part of the body's healing process. A scar results from the biological process of wound repair in the skin and other tissues. Most wounds, except for very minor ones, result in some degree of scarring. I think God designed this as an amazing healing process. However, the tongue does not have scar tissue. The tongue is designed so that it can virtually repair itself, and when it does, it leaves no scar. Even though the tongue does not have any scar tissue, the only scar that the tongue could possibly leave is when you use your tongue to speak against someone. It doesn't leave a physical scar, but it still leaves a scar. I remember a few years back that a family member was talking to someone they thought was their friend, and after hanging up, this other person received a call on their landline and answered. They went on to say how they just got off the phone with my family member and how much of an idiot they were all the time without hanging up the cell phone. The member of my family heard every single word from the other phone call. If you knew this person, you'd also know that they don't mind conflict either, lol. So what did they do? They waited for the phone call to end and then hung up and called the person right back just to let them know they heard everything they just said. Ouch! All of us have scars, but all of us have scarred some other people too. I remember thinking that one of the best principles that I could ever live by would be to pretend like my phone is always on. If I wouldn't be willing to say it to them to their face, then I shouldn't be willing to say it, period. Thankfully, whether I've been wounded or caused wounds for others, God has a plan to heal all hurts. I love the quote from Jared Wilson, "Don't hide your scars, wear them as proof that God heals." That's at least some good news for your Tuesday. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 25. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death a light has dawned." From that time on Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan, followed him. This is Romans chapter 2 verses 1 through 11. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.